Han Solo is back in the new Star Wars movie opening this week, but before Harrison Ford ventured into a galaxy far, far away, he was a student at Ripon College. Dean Robbins tells us about Ford's years in Wisconsin.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away from Hollywood, future movie star Harrison Ford was coming of age in Wisconsin. He went to college here, discovered his love of performing, and got his first professional acting job. He also met and married his first wife. Perhaps most significantly, Ford developed his roguish reputation in the Badger State. That act came in handy for his breakthrough performance as Han Solo in 1977's Star Wars.
Let's get one thing straight. I take orders from just one person, me.
Harry Ford entered Ripon College in 1960 as a C student from the Chicago suburbs. He had no particular goals in college, so he drifted for 4 years. He signed up for ROTC, but left after refusing to cut his hair. He hustled money playing pool and lost interest in his philosophy major. By second semester of his senior year, he'd become thoroughly disrespectable, flunking out. Then a miracle occurred in central Wisconsin. Ford decided to take a theater class during his last quarter, despite a bad case of stage fright. He donned a fake mustache and starred in The Skin of Our Teeth in Ripon's Red Barn Theater.
Oh, no, we're skipping this scene. Thanks.
By the end of the term, Harrison scarcely cared that he wouldn't graduate due to bad grades. He had found his calling, or so he thought. That summer, he decided to test the waters in his first professional acting job in Williams Bay. The Wisconsin Village had its own summer stock repertory company, the Belfry Players. Ford signed on as a resident actor, a low-paying gig that also required him to help out with carpentry. At the start of the summer season, Ford drove to Mequon to wed his college girlfriend, Mary Marquardt. Rather than go on a honeymoon, they headed back to Williams Bay so he could perform that night in Take Her, She's Mine. Mary got a job working in the Belfry Players box office, and the two lived together in a dormitory adjoining the theater.
Are you sure some of the other fellas don't want to come along?
Ford appeared in 6 plays. He occasionally flubbed lines and made a fool of himself.
I feel better already.
Still, he felt himself maturing as an actor. At the end of the summer, he and Mary packed up their old Volkswagen so Ford could try his luck in Hollywood. It took a little while, but he did indeed get lucky there. He scored huge hits with Star Wars and the Indiana Jones series.
Good afternoon, Dr. Jones.
He became the highest-grossing movie star of all time.
I ought to kill you right now.
Not a very private place for a murder.
In 1985, Ford was offered a more humble recognition, an honorary degree from Ripon. He declined, passing up the chance to finally become respectable in the state of Wisconsin. I guess you'd expect nothing less of Han Solo.
Dean Robbins is a writer in Madison. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
Harrison Ford is not the only point of contact between Tatooine and Wisconsin. The Star Wars movies also inspired one of the best-known pop culture homages in the galaxy. Created here in Wisconsin, the web series Chad Vader, Day Shift Manager, follows the trivial day-to-day events of Darth Vader's lesser-known middling brother, Chad.
I am the day manager of this facility. What is the nature of your distress?
I bought these chips here and they're stale.
Yes, I can feel your anger. It is strong inside you.
I want my money back.
Release your anger. Only your hatred can destroy me.
Yeah, can I talk to someone else?
Strike me down with your hate and claim your refund.
Did I say these were stale? I think they're great.
Weak-minded fool. Your powers are nothing compared to
mine. Chad Vader to aisle 5 for vomit cleanup. Chad to aisle 5 for vomit.
And joining us now are the co-creators of the Chad Vader web series, Aaron Yonda and Matt Sloan. Aaron, Matt, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the Chad Vader web series debuted in, 2006, I believe, has millions of YouTube views now. What did you like about the concept of centering a series around the character of Darth Vader's loser brother, a guy named Chad?
I think it's just a lot of fun to bring humor and comedy to that persona. And, you know, there's that incongruity is just great fodder for comedy. And I think that's really what attracted us to it originally.
In a way, it seems like a minor miracle that this thing happened at all, because I thought that Lucasfilms was notoriously tight-fisted with its property, the Star Wars franchise. How did you get over that hurdle?
It just turned out that George Lucas really liked what we made, and he let us live, basically. He just sort of he gave us the Fan Film Award in 2007, and he was always surprisingly nice about it, and we've had a good relationship with it. So,
yeah. Have you ever met him?
No. No, we met some of the executives at Lucasfilm, but
he's said our names.
He did. He made a joke out of mine. He said Aaron Yoda.
Oh, very nice. Uh-huh, that can't be coincidence, right?
No.
So the Chad Vader suit, if you've seen the web series, it's pretty impressive. It doesn't look like the kind of thing you're going to pick up at, you know, Costume Depot somewhere. Where'd you get the suit?
It was, we've gone through about 3 suits, and we got them all online just at costume stores.
It's the officially licensed Darth Vader costume.
Deluxe rubies.
Is it really nice if you're wearing it? Can you see that this is quality?
It's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. What's weird is we've gone through 3, and they subtly changed the costume over the years. They made the gloves different, and they made certain parts not quite as sturdy as they used to be. And, you know, when Chad does his falling routines and stunts, and certain parts will break that didn't used to break.
Parts of Darth are breaking off.
Yeah, he looks a little worse for wear these days.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, so Aaron, you're the guy in the suit. Mm-hmm. Right, and Matt, you are the voice.
Yes,
along with his arch nemesis at the store, Randy. Right,
Clint.
Clint, excuse me, Randy is the other guy. But you are the voice of Darth Vader, and this is something that has been pretty amazing for you. You've gotten to do some video games voicing Darth, haven't you?
Yep, video games, commercials, talking toothbrushes, and you know, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Well, we can't let you leave without giving us a sample. So we have some very exciting copy for you to read.
Oh, yes.
In the voice of Darth Vader.
Why, here it is. There is processing involved in a Darth Vader voice, so that will be absent for this, but I will, I'll do my best.
Understood.
All right. A new El Nino is shaping up to be the biggest in nearly 20 years. It may bring warmer temperatures to Wisconsin this winter, affecting agriculture, wildlife, and all the ways we work and play outside. Learn more about it at wpr.org/El Nino.
Wow.
It is your destiny.
Wow, I bet people are going to tune in for that. They have to. It is their destiny. Did that voice come naturally, or did you have to work on it for a while?
It came pretty naturally. We watched the movies. We had the DVDs, and we just watched all the Darth Vader scenes, which is a lot of fun to do. And then it just kind of came out. And, you know, it's been refined over the years, but it came pretty naturally, yeah.
Yeah, I understand in the pantheon, I mean, you're not the only guy who does Darth Vader, but you're one of the cream of the crop for this voice, as I understand it.
Yeah, I'm sort of the official guy for when, you know, someone wants to license the voice from Lucasfilm, they contact me, so...
So how does it feel to live in this Star Wars universe? I mean, you're not living in, you know, not the way, say, Mark Hamill or J.J. Abrams, who's directing the new movie, are living in that. But what does it feel like to live in the Star Wars universe?
Well, you know, it's great. I mean, the first Chad Vader episode is actually on a Blu-ray release of the original 3 movies. And so it's just amazing to be a very small part of this massive thing known as Star Wars and, you know, an honor in many ways.
Are you guys going to go see the movie? Do you have tickets?
Oh, yes.
You've got your tickets. Are you going opening? Well, it's premiering tonight in L.A. When does it start here?
I think Thursday screenings. I'm going on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm going to a Friday matinee as well.
And I have to stay off Facebook for the entirety of Thursday until after I see the movie.
Facebook blackout. So were the two of you super fans growing up?
Yeah, I would say I was a huge fan. Wow. I had all kinds of figures. I mean,
yeah, I mean, any man from our generation is pretty much a super fan of Star Wars.
Or woman.
So. Yeah. Yes.
Just saying. Well, we've got about a minute. I'm going to put your nerdery to a test here.
Oh, boy.
There are no prizes associated with this, only glory. if any. There may be some glory. So let's see how you do on this. Okay. First one, this is kind of a softball. Why do the sand people walk single file?
To hide their numbers.
So good. Aaron, would you have gotten that? You looked a little confused.
No.
All right, this one's a little harder. Maybe this is a mat one. Luke said he used to bullseye a particular animal on Tatooine that wasn't much bigger than the target on the Death Star that they were shooting for. Name that animal.
That would be a womp
rat.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, how much bigger? What was in meters? What was it?
2 meters.
Again, Matt is 3 for 3. Aaron, a little less good. That's
Matt has a really good memory.
We don't judge. What species was Greedo? Final question. This comes from Rob Ferret. I did not know this.
The species of shooting first.
True, and also...
I always understood that he was a Greedo, but I'm sure that's not correct.
It is not. He's not a Greedo. He is, in fact, Rodian.
Oh.
But that was respectable.
Okay.
Thank you for playing. I award you
glory. That last one was too tough.
That's Rob's fault. He's a super nerd, too. All right, well, guys, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
That was Aaron Yanda and Matt Sloan, co-creators of the popular web series Chad Vader Day Shift Manager. We're talking about the Star Wars franchise starting up again.